Hello, wonderful souls, and welcome to the Empowered Woman Project. My name is Eliana Marie, and I am your friendly neighborhood fitness and mindset coach and life hype woman. I am on a mission to empower women around the world because I see so many women living life with a handbrake on, not fully realizing the power or fully living their life. And I am here to show you how you can live your strongest, happiest, and most confident lives. I truly believe that you can do anything you want. You can truly achieve all your goals and dreams the moment you realize and take your power back. Everything you've ever wanted is already within you. So master your mindset and manifest all your goals and dreams right here, right now. Let's go. Hello, my loves, and welcome back to the Empowered Woman Project podcast. Wow, what a week it has been. I have just come back from an amazing yoga, meditation, and wellness retreat, and I've come back so full of love. And that is gonna be the topic today, self-love. I posted recently on Instagram about this, and I shared my current relationship with you all and how in this relationship, it's been so powerful, so loving, so deep, and so healing. And it's honestly nothing like I've ever felt before. Coming into it, I was so scared because, as with anything, you're afraid you might get hurt. But there was something that was pulling me so much with this beautiful soul that I'm with at the moment. And during that time, I really learned to let go of expectations and to heal again after a breakup. And on this journey, I realized like how far I've come with my own journey to loving myself. And what I'm going to share with you today is so powerful. The people who commented on my post and sent me messages separately just found it eye-opening. And my hope for this podcast is that you can start to take steps towards truly wholly and unconditionally loving yourself. Now, this is not to say I'm perfect. I definitely have days where I feel poo about myself and may catch myself saying negative things, but there are so many more days where I really appreciate, accept, and love myself for who I am. This is not just my body. This is like who I am as a person, what I have to give to the world. And I firmly believe that if more women can feel this way, that there would be so much more beautiful impact on the world and to other people, because we'll be spending less time hating on ourselves. Because when we have that hate, we produce a really negative energy and we're not able to do the things we do. We're not able to show up how we want. And then that just affects everything around us. So let me take you back to how this retreat helped me realize that, whoa, I have a purpose to share this newfound assurance on self-love and help other women realize that it is so possible for them. And what I'm going to share with you today as well is the exercise that I did over the weekend, and I've done before actually, but not on a conscious level, that helped me develop so much self-love. So let's talk about why we don't experience a lot of self-love. One thing that I find on a regular basis is that women tend to put themselves down a lot. And this can be coming from a place of unworthiness and coming from a history of being told that they're not enough or being conditioned to feel like they're not enough. And if this is you, I want you to have a think. What language do you use on yourself on a daily basis? Often when I speak to clients who first start working with me, there's a lot of negative language around how they describe themselves. And if you were to ask the 5 closest people in your life, they would probably say something completely different. So you can see that we are so quick to put ourselves down, even like when you receive a compliment and it's a super genuine compliment from someone, we are quick to say, oh, thanks, but there's always like something after, or we don't fully believe that we are that. We are so quick to talk to ourselves in such a negative way. We have the slightest hiccup and we put ourselves down. And even if we don't have a hiccup, we just look at ourselves in the mirror and we end up saying really nasty things in our head. Here's the thing. When you say these things on a daily basis, these thoughts, these beliefs become your reality. So eventually, they do manifest. You know, you manifest into this person who's really self-deprecating, who puts themselves down. And it's a real struggle to feel like you have love for yourself if you have that thought pattern every single day, literally the moment you wake up. Like, what's your first thought? Is it a negative one? Do you find that you say negative things? Even when you reach for like a promotion or there's like something you really want to do, what do you tell yourself? Do you say, no, you can't do that. You're not enough for that. So one exercise I've done before that's helped this is the best friend talk. Like, would you talk to your best friend in this way? If not, why do you talk to yourself that way? And what we're going to do today is take that a level deeper. So on the weekend, after a yin yoga class, so yin yoga is more about holding poses that are not challenging, practicing breathing, and just releasing yourself in that pose and practicing being present. After we had that, my yoga teacher, our instructor, Casey, guided us through a series of small meditations. The second meditation that she took us through, she told us to put one hand on our heart, one hand on our stomach, or both hands on our heart, whatever felt comfortable. And it was a loving meditation, right? We put our hands on our heart chakra, took deep breaths, and then Casey instructed us to visualize either our current selves or our younger selves. Or if you can't visualize, because some people actually can't do that. I had a client who was not capable of visualizing images in her head. You can imagine your name written on your heart, right? So just your name in letters. And as soon as she said that, I immediately went back to 13-year-old Marie. Here's the setting. I remember this so clearly on my head because it was such a painful time in my life. I had just moved schools. I went to a new high school, had no friends. And I remember like the first month was such a struggle for me because I was in this program and the kids in this program were viewed as nerds. And we were basically like aliens to other kids. And being in a new school, I just didn't know anyone. I was shy. And so I remember just sitting on this blue bench in the courtyard reading my book. And often when I was reading, I felt so lonely. I had never felt more lonely in my life than I had at that point. And then there was actually one afternoon where mom drove past the school to see how I was going. And she parked across the street and she saw me. And little did we know that we were both crying because mom was like, oh gosh, I really want to go to her and hug her and give her company. But I know she's going to find out how to do this on her own. So mom was kind of teaching me how to be independent. And I was there crying, reading my book because I felt so lonely. So anyways, I imagined this Marie. And I don't remember much of what Casey said at that point, but I just envisioned me right now as an adult holding that little girl's hand. Like I was just holding it so hard and giving her loving energy. And when we imagine our younger selves, it's like, would we say the things we say to ourselves right now to that past version of us? Would we give them loving energy and kind words and words of encouragement, telling them that, hey, you've got this. Hey, you are enough. I want you to try that. So sit yourself in a quiet room, put binaural beats on. So binaural beats to me are just super calming, or, you know, you could literally go on YouTube and put on a meditation music. Practice 1 minute of breathing. So breathing in and out, so deep belly breaths, and then imagine that younger version of yourself or your name on your heart. And then hold space for them. What would you like to tell them? For me, I just remembered like going through these tough periods of my life, and these tough periods are the times that truly shape us. Because I remember that young Marie going, you know what? I'm going to, you know, study really hard. I want to be really successful and I'm going to make a name for myself. That was like my survival mechanism at that point, was to study, which is quite funny to hear. But 26-year-old Marie told her everything was going to be okay. And I started crying so much because it made me realize like how much I've grown, how much worth I actually really do have. And it made me feel like this mothering love for this younger version of myself, which in turn helped me feel love for myself right now, because I knew that that 13-year-old Marie was going to go through some stuff, some beautiful things and some really freaking challenging things. But I was standing there knowing I got through 100% of my bad days. And I lived fully in the really, really good days too. And then something funny happened. A 3-year-old Marie, so there's a photo of me when I was younger. I'm wearing all pink. And she's like this little sass queen. When I was like super, super young, I was so fearless. Like I would talk to anyone. I would say what I had in my mind. And she came up to the bench and then held my hand too. So at this point in time, in my imagination, I was holding two younger versions of me, one who was so shy and so sad, and then the other one, this like little cute as a button pocket rocket, just dancing and laughing. And I remember telling them that, hey, you know, you have a really exciting life ahead of you and you're going to be okay. And I also imagined myself like opening this like, what's it called? This photo book of our lives in the future and showing them, hey, you're going to do this amazing thing. Oh, you'll have a hiccup here, but you're going to be okay. And by doing that, it was almost like I'm telling myself now that you're going to go through some stuff, some beautiful things and challenging things as well in the weeks, months, and years to come. But hey, you're going to be okay. And having this like affirmation in my head just helped me really believe in myself. It helped me become in tune with myself again. And it was a really beautiful experience. I cried so much and I felt so deeply. And through that pain of like, you know, going back to my younger years, and I even imagined myself, like there was one moment I imagined 22-year-old Marie in the dressing room of David Jones in the thick of my binge eating episodes. I remember trying to find a dress for my birthday dinner, which was coming up. I had just ate myself sick and I was about to go to a samba class as well. So I was just so uncomfortable in my body. And I also remembered myself in that dressing room and I held my hand and I said, you will be fine. And actually you're going through this right now because in the future, you're going to teach so many women how to accept, embrace, and love themselves. So you go through and grow through what you're going through now because they need you. So I want you to think back, you know, think back to that younger self. What would you tell them? What words of encouragement and kindness and love will you express? And in saying that to your younger self, you're affirming to your current self that you also will be okay, that you are worthy of love. And even though you may be experiencing some challenging times right now, you are going to thrive and grow through it. Because you are wildly capable. Everyone is. It's just so hard to see in the moment, especially when you're experiencing pain, that there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So after that meditation, I felt so strongly called to be the role model that these younger versions of me needed. I felt called to feel a deep love for myself and to show up as this role model for my clients, for my sisters, for younger generations, and through my content. I felt called to share this message with my community. And it also showed me like the power of just being with yourself. Like that meditation probably lasted 10 minutes, but taking the time out for you is so powerful. Like swap your usual half an hour scrolling time on TikTok for at least like 10 minutes of meditation, and it's gonna be a really beautiful thing. I think we get so used to having that external validation, the external dopamine hits, that we forget what it's like to just be with ourselves. It also made me feel deeply rooted in my purpose and calling. Like, this is what I teach. on the podcast to my clients in the Empowered Women Project on how to truly embrace and love yourself. And most importantly, it made me realize that I have so much love for me, no matter what happens in the future. And I think that's such a beautiful thing to experience. So my ask of you this week is to set aside the time, okay? Schedule in half an hour, even if it's going to be a 5 or 10 minute meditation. I want you to have a buffer because it's a huge emotional release. I want you to create the environment for yourself. So I was comfortable on a yoga mat and I had this bolster underneath my knees to lift my knees up a little bit. I had the calming music. I would even put on candles, maybe, you know, go into a slightly dimmer lit room, light a candle, whatever you need to do to create a really calm and inviting and warm environment. And then I want you to practice the visualization I just shared with you. Firstly, take deep breaths, get yourself in a comfortable and calm zone. And then imagine that younger version of you, or even you today, or your name on your heart, and hold space for her. Nurture her. Give her so much love. And I know that you'll feel love for yourself in that moment. So you may be struggling right now, but I hope that gave you hope. And practice this as much as you want. I'm definitely practicing this every single week at the end of the week, talking to the younger version of myself, reminding me, grounding me, and bringing that love back to me that I share with others so freely. And remember, you are capable of loving yourself because you are love. That is your essence. Sending you off with love and light. Have a wonderful week. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast, my love, and for spending a part of your day with me. As always, if the lessons in this podcast inspired you, go forth and take action. Bring it to life every day for the next week and see how it can positively impact your week. That's where the real value and true change lies. And if you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to subscribe and leave a kind review and spread love to others as well. Tag me on your Instagram story at Aliana Marie. That's my personal Instagram, and at the Empowered Woman Podcast, along with what you loved about this episode. And stay tuned because every month I'll be giving away a sweet $50 Muscle Nation voucher. By the way, not sponsored. I just genuinely love their stuff. To the listener who leaves the most entertaining review and tags us in their stories with their learnings. Sending you off with lots of love and light on your week. Bye.